you know, they bring it up like it was my day job. Like I'd go to work on television and then go fold clothes at the Gap. That was kind of the respect it got. And then something changed all of a sudden. And maybe in the past 10 years, I'd say, when people started to care about who did the voices, not the loyal fans, of course, I just mean everybody else finally caught up and started to give a shit, right? And especially in the Black community, you know, this is very recent. Usually when I was doing characters, I was the only one, and maybe mostly I was doing little white girls because there weren't any little Black girls to do voices for. And thank God it's changed in the past 10 years. I still feel a deficit. I still want to see more brown boys and girls in animation and anime.
So how do you prepare for your role? And what I mean, when you get a character, and you need to find that perfect voice, and usually they show you the character design, and they give you a couple like examples. Like for me personally, as a voice actor, I always get, we're looking for something like Cree Summers. Can you sound like Susie Carmichael or Foxy? Like
no,
I get, you're like the number one person, or Regina King when I do boy voices.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to know, how do you get into the character and figure out the perfect voice?
Honestly, I don't prepare very much. I hate to break the fantasy. But you know what I do is I really look at the picture. If I'm lucky enough to get one, I check out what the jawline looks like. I look for little special things. For example, I remember when I was auditioning to play Elmira. Elmira was supposed to be the niece of Elmer Fudd. And I looked closely at this picture and I thought, she's got these big methamphetamine eyeballs. She looks batshit nuts, right? And then on her head, in between her bow, was a gerbil skull. And I said, oh, this bitch is really crazy. So, and I knew I didn't do a very good Elmer Fudd. So I just approached it like, what would big little kids sound like? And be like, get yourself, get yourself, get yourself. And you put two coins in your eyes and we're gonna play funeral, Bobby. And so I just thought, how crazy can I make her sound? And I remember the director, Andrea Romano, said, she doesn't sound anything like Elmer Fudd, but I fucking love it. And then I got the gig. So I'd say the preparation is just going for it in the way you go for it. Because you really can't pretend to be somebody else's voice. You just gotta sock it to with who you are. And then even if you don't give them what you're looking for, if you give them something that they can't deny, you'll still get it. Sometimes they don't know what they're looking for.
That's 1,000% right. Like, I couldn't agree more. I always get, like, they always ask, can you give me sounds like that? And then I just not listen and do what I feel is right.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not an impersonist. Like, I don't, pretend to be, like, other impressionists. And, like, I just go with what I feel is best. And then I go off the wall. Like, I'll give the craziest takes in between the three takes I give, and usually they're like, actually, we're gonna change this character entirely just because we like what you did with it.
You know what you're doing.
So you never know.
Okay.
So my next question is, have you ever turned down a role? If yes, why? And also, how do you professionally deny a role?
Professionally deny a role? I don't even know what that means.
I mean, like politely decline, like,
oh, you know, I'm at the end of the day, I'm still a Black girl. There's not much I decline. In this business, unfortunately, you know, there's not very much. And another thing, we have to acknowledge that cartoons are beautiful. I'm so honored to be a part of animation, because animation doesn't hurt nobody. It just makes us feel good. I go to sleep well at night with a clear conscience. What I do is a really beautiful job. So there's not much I have to turn down, I have to say. I've been fired, but I've never turned down. Shit happens.
Have you ever challenged a director on a character's personality and how they would really say something, especially when it's a Black character?
Oh yes, several times.
A bound to talk.
Yeah, it's just part of the gig.
Especially with slang and stuff, they be using it wrong. That shit drives me crazy.
It's super fucking cringy. Yeah.
It's so cringy. I'm like,
it is.
That's
it
not
is.
How we even say that. Like,
yeah, it's tough.
Obviously, there's white writers. That's
well, the majority. Thing. That's another thing. That's what we have to change. That's what's so wonderful to come to BlurredCon and see all of the beautiful animation writers and creators and up and coming voiceover actors. Because if we change it there, right? Change it on the creative level, then we'll never have to have another white chick telling us how we talk.
So how do you feel about AI, and do you think it's a threat to our industry?
I hope not. I really hope not. I mean, I'm an old broad. I won't be around for too much longer. So when I'm gone, they can do whatever the fuck they want. But in the meantime, yeah, I hope it doesn't infiltrate because, oh God, it just makes me think of one of my favorite movies, 2001, A Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick, and I think of Hal. I'm so old, I'm giving away how old I am, but I think of Hal when he turns and he says, I'm not gonna do that, right? And that's my fear of AI, is somebody turning around and saying, I'm not gonna fucking do that, right? And then we're in trouble, yeah. But I hope that the human soul and that old cliche that you can't replicate our beautiful souls, I hope it's true.
Do you prefer recording with your castmates in one studio room, or do you prefer to just record alone?
I'm torn. It's two ways. I mean, one thing that's really great if you have a complicated, in-depth, really emotional script, it's always nice to have somebody to act off of, to react to. But the pandemic really spoiled the shit out of me because I can go in and do a whole session in about 35 minutes by myself. So sometimes, you know, when I got shit to do, I think, man, this is great. It's just me. I'm going to knock this out. But I still think you can kind of hear when there's a group of people acting together. I think you can hear it in the continuity of the performance.
And what kept you to keep going as an actor, voice actor, musician that just like wants you to keep doing this?
Yeah. What keeps me doing it? Oh, I just love it. I really love my job. I'm so lucky. I ever since I was a little girl, I grew up on an Indian reservation in Saskatchewan, Canada, with the Plains Cree Indians. I lived in a mud house with no running water or electricity. So I didn't see a television. Well, sometimes we'd go into this little town, North Battleford, and I'd see a TV for a couple of nights, and I'd think it was heaven. But I never really got to sit down in front of a television until I was about 8 or 9 years old. And as soon as I saw that that was a way to express myself, and my parents are both performers, and my little brother Rainbow Sun is an actor, and I would see my dad do plays and his one-man shows, and I remember thinking, that's it, that's what I want to do. I knew very young that I wanted to express myself. I wanted to sing. And I wanted to act, I knew right away. So if you ask me what makes me do it, I can't help it. I just feel like I can't help but create, you know? I just wanna make things. And I always feel better, you know? You get that feeling out and you create something and you just feel so good afterwards, right? Who wants to keep that shit in?
Yeah, I love like, I don't know, there's something about like just bringing characters to life.
Yes.
Like giving it a soul. That's what it kind of feels like to me.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it's the best feeling to see when it's in motion and then like just hearing the love back or someone's connection with that character. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever been given the direction, can you give me more sass? Sound more urban?
Well, yeah. Sass stands for make it blacker.
Yes.
Yeah. We hate that shit.
I can't stand
it's
it.
It's awful.
I cannot, because what does that mean? Like,
what would be the equivalent if you're saying, you know, make it whiter? Can you make it more straight?
Yeah.
Can you make it more dry? Can you make that shit more dry? It doesn't sound white enough.
I'm personally non-union. Would you suggest a voice actor join SAG for more opportunities or financially don't till they can afford to do
so? I say run for your life to join a union. Immediately. A union is a gathering of people that are there for your best interest. Yeah, good luck with the unions. Where would we be, right? Somebody's got to talk to the man. Somebody's got to talk to the man, and they will only listen to the union.
So, I heard the news, and you can't hide from it because it's on your IMDb, so I know.
Oh, shit.
You're going to be in Ironheart. It does say Ironheart exactly.
Disney, don't sue me. Don't come for me.
Disney, don't sue me.
I'm so scared to say this.
She's fine. I'm the one whose ass is up for grabs.
I was like, Marvel, I didn't say nothing. But anyways.
All right, on the down low to all these motherfuckers, yes.
When you have a sore throat and stuff, what's your favorite remedy to use to, like...
I just shut up. There is no greater way to heal your voice than just shut the fuck up.
I suck at that.
And something, too, that people don't know, sometimes when people go on vocal rest, they think they'll just whisper. So here's an inside scoop. Whispering is harder on your vocal cords than talking with your full voice. So shut up means shut up completely. And if you have to work the next day and you're running off at the mouth the night before, it's not gonna help. So when I get sick, I try to be as quiet as possible. That's the best remedy.
I know music is also a big thing to you.
Yes.
How is your music going, and what sound are you trying to take it, or what musicians would you like to work with on your music? And I also want to know, where's the best way for people that didn't know that about you, where they should be listening?
Oh, you can hear me on, here's where I'm going to sound like my friends call me Amish 2000. Because I never know what the fuck is going on. I know you can get my album Street Fairy on iTunes. I know what's that other streaming?
Spotify.
It's on Spotify. What'd you say?
Tidal.
It's a whole album. It's called Street Fairy. Oh, it's on Tidal. See what I mean? Amish 2000. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Yes. You can get Street Fairy on Tidal as well.
So, do you like live acting a lot more than voice acting? Or you kind of just like, just both?
I like them both. I love being on camera. I probably like being on camera more at this age than I did when I was younger. I really have so much more of a freedom in my body and in my mind. So, and I don't mind being seen as much now. So, I like it all. Like I said, there's very few mediums that I don't like to be expressed in. I'm not a very good, I can't draw very well, so I can't do that. But I also like to write. I don't know if you guys know, I was on a television show for 3 years called Better Things, and I was lucky enough to become a staff writer on that show. So that was awesome, a big honor. And I'm writing a book as well about...
What is it about?
It's about growing up on the res and living in a school bus. And I started school in the fourth grade. I had a very bizarre upbringing. So write about that.
I've seen you in an interview once, and it cracked me up. And hearing that, like, I don't know, you're just so unapologetic, like, just yourself so much.
Yikes.
And you don't like...
Yikes.
Yeah. No, I love that, because I can't help myself. Like, I can't be anything but who I am. I'm very eccentric, very, like, just, I can't.
Yeah.
So, no.
Sorry, I'm so stuck. I see the most beautiful Keita in the audience, and I'm just like, oh, another Keita!
Stand up!
What? There's more than one
Keita. Yeah, there's more than one Keita.
All the Keitas stand up.
Not all the Keitas.
Number five, stand up, number five.
Yeah.
free gift to everybody who cosplays to my table.
Yes!
Yes!
Make sure you
Somebody gonna get their
rent paid
today. Come on, get their
young funds. Don't forget about the
Susie. Foxy
Susie. 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 Don't forget the Susie.
Oh, Susie Carmichael.
Susie Carmichael.
Oh, Susie. Hi, Susie. You look so pretty.
Oh, stand up.
Max Gibson.
Really?
Oh, yes! I'm not gonna make any money today. I'm gonna give away free shit all day. Thanks a lot. Oh, Max, you look beautiful. I'm so moved. I have to tell you guys, it really just moves me that you guys would think. It's so sweet.
Oh. Yeah. I love cosplay. So, like, I could do this all day. Who else cosplaying character?
I've never cosplayed. I think I should do it one day.
Oh, I can help. I already talked to Rachel. I got you guys. For this weekend, I'll never say never.
If I smoke enough weed, I might.
Oh, I was just going to ask. What's your favorite strand?
Oh, I love Sativa. I love Skywalker Indica. I like to speed. I like to go.
Do you like to smoke out of a bowl, bong, or papers?
I've become so bougie now. I like pre-rolls.
Oh. Woo! Do you put some lavender?
Like, now I won't roll my own joints.
Do you sprinkle some lavender with it?
No, I don't. But I also used something recently. Rachel and I went to this cannabis dinner. That was amazing. It was a
That's what Pam loved. Alden? Bobby Hill.
Ganja Guru?
Yeah.
I can't remember. We were high.
I remember seeing you post about
it. It's a wonder I'm trying to recall what fucking happened, but I just remember we were at this weed dinner and this dude brought out something that was so cool, so analog, it looked like a vintage pipe, but it turned out to be a really amazing hashish pipe. And I've just been putting it out there to my friends. I really want this for my birthday. But I come from Canada where we didn't have a lot of weed. We always smoked hash. So I also love an infusion. I love, that's what I like. I like the hybrids, but more sativa than indica. I like to be awake from my high.
Yeah, but what I was saying before we got so, like, I just love cosplay. But anyways, I was saying, like, how you were saying, You continue on smoking because, you know, like, they always, like, don't drink coffee, don't eat spicy food.
For what?
Don't smoke for voice actors. Oh, when they were like, oh, avoid all
don't
that.
Don't live your fucking life. You know, I have this saying that I sound like 1,000 miles of dirt road, yes. Jack Daniels and McGrath.
That was it.
And that if I didn't do all the naughty things, I probably wouldn't work very much.
And I think that's important to know as a voice actor and finding your voice is they're hiring for your voice. Like, everyone's voice has some originality to it. So you don't always have to think, like, I don't sound like these anime voice actors or these big name people. Like, your voice specifically is a good enough voice. You know what I mean? Because there's no one like your voice. So it's always good to always think about that too.
In everything. How about in everything?
Yeah.
In everything you do.
Yes.
Nobody has the same thumb, tongue, soul, anything. There's only one.
There's only
so
one
cool.
You.
So cool. So cool. Why be anybody else?
Yeah. What else was I going to say? We went through this list quick. Okay. I'm very proud of myself. If you could be any dinosaur, what color would you be?
Dinosaur?
It's my favorite question to ask.
I was a dinosaur once in the land that time forgot. I think I was a Tynosaurus. I was this fucking good. And, my favorite color is orange, so I would be orange.
My favorite color is purple.
I have no idea. What color?
Purple?
Are you kidding?
I know, it's crazy.
That's insane. I would never guess that shit.
So, personally, I've had instances where I had to, record for an audiobook, and I accidentally, like, in the middle of recording, I farted, and then when I went to go edit it, I forgot where it was. So I was wondering.
Charmed, I'm sure.
So I was wondering if you ever had, like, a funny moment or any funny stories that would happen recording in studio that, like,
nothing that exciting. I can't top that. Maybe just messing up lines, but, you know, I love wordplay. I love a double entendre, and I sometimes, you know, if I hear something, I'll rewrite it. I've also started voice directing now, and so, yes, and I love it so much. I don't know if you guys know, I voice directed a really cool black stoner cartoon called Laser Wolf. Do you guys know?
Yes.
Yeah, and there's another one coming out soon, but I can't tell you. It's coming on Netflix next year. I can't tell you that, but you'll see it soon. It's very exciting.
Do you prefer voicing more like the raunchier characters like Foxy or...
A lot of Foxy.
Yeah, or the more innocent characters like Susie?
I love them all. I mean, I really... It's so rare that I play a character like I just hate this shit. I don't think I've ever said that, unless the gig is just so insufferable that I don't like, you know. But even that's rare because I think people in animation are such unsung heroes. We're not seen, it's quite anonymous. And so it's really hard to find an asshole in this industry.
That is 1,000% true.
Yeah.
I've made such great, like, relationships.
Yeah, when you work with people that you want to hang out with on purpose.
Yes,
it's, so nice.
It's always great.
Yeah.
And so working on Different World as Freddy. I just want to know, like, because I think it was like last month, a few months ago, you were just like reminiscing on the relationships she had and everything.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know more about, like, you know, working on that show, that set with everyone.
This is the tea portion of the interview.
Yeah, we want tea. That's all I'm trying to say.
I know. Subtle as an 18 wheeler. Okay. So what tea about what? What tea do you want it made for?
Just anything. I'm not saying nothing specific. Like,
you're asking just about what the experience?
Yeah,
was?
The experience mostly. I don't want to get like too dirty.
Oh my gosh, it was probably one of the most incredible things I've ever done in my life. I mean, I left home on my own at 16 to move from Toronto to Los Angeles, and I was very lucky. About 5 months in, I booked Steven Spielberg's Tiny Toons. And then a month later, I booked A Different World, and it just changed my entire life. I was working with Debbie Allen. I became inseparable from Jasmine Guy. I fell ass over tit for Kadeem Hardison. And I mean, that set was really deep because we had a black female showrunner, Susan Fales, a black female director, Debbie Allen. We had the entire, the star of the show was a black woman, Jasmine Guy. I also met Lilacoy Moon, who became my soul sister, became godmother to her beautiful baby, Zozo, another Zoe. So that show brought me more than just a job. It brought me my family and people that I'll keep in my life forever. I love Charnel Brown, my Charlie. I love Daryl Bell and, you know, Dawn. And it was just Gary Shaza, that fine motherfucker. Right? But I'd also say that the depth of Different World is unparalleled, right? Because I don't know about you, but every now and then I'll go back and watch something. It's still relevant today. I can't believe it. Also, just the diversity, the way that it showed us is the beautiful, multidimensional humans that we are. You know, we're so much more than a neck roll and, all of the caricatures that have been made of us over the years. Different World was so groundbreaking that way. Everybody could watch that show and say, oh, that's me. Oh, no, that's me. That's me. And just to identify and be seen, it's so important to how we feel about ourselves when we see ourselves. So, and also, all of the great incredible, influential black artists that we had on that show. Josephine Permise, Lena Horne, I mean, just the list goes on, right? And so there's not enough good to be said about that time in my life. I'm eternally grateful to get to play such an eccentric, tender-hearted, world-conscious, just all-around beautiful human being that was Winifred Freddie Brooks.
So, what would you tell someone that is interested in going into voice acting, but is just in their head about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it starts. That's the good news. If you're in your head, you're at the start, you're at the starting line. So that's good. Don't get down on yourself. Don't get down on yourself, man. That's what I'd say. Because it's so intimidating, right? It's like David and Goliath. It's you, and then your dream is this fucking monolith. Right, and it just seems impossible. Sometimes I feel like I've got, you know, unmitigated gall trying to tell somebody what to do because I was lucky to be born into the right place at the right time. But I will say this, get to know and get to love your voice. That's step one. So record yourself. Everybody's got a fucking cell phone now, right? So I usually start with nursery rhymes because they're so easy. Take a book of nursery rhymes and read them. Listen, so many people will leave a voice message or do something and then they hear their voice and they say, that's what I sound like? And they're just in shock at the sound of your own voice. If you want to become someone who's employed for manipulating your voice, you have to know it inside out. So I'd say do that, record yourself. And then I would say, when you graduate from nursery rhymes, start to read some stories aloud. If you have children, that's a great opportunity to make them endure your practicing. But that is the most important thing. The more aware you are of your instrument, the more you can make it do. And then I think the greatest misconception is a million voices. Nobody has a million fucking voices. And it's not about doing a million voices. People come up to me all the time and say, hey, check out my Donald Duck. And I hate to break it to them, but it doesn't really matter. The truth is you have to be a really good actor. And a really good actor can make you believe that they sound like a bunch of different people. And that's it.
Yeah.
And then just go for it. Go for it. So it's a misconception that you get to a certain place and you're unafraid. You're always afraid. That's the excitement, that's the kinetic electricity. I'm afraid when I go do something new. I get afraid just to come hang out with you guys, right? Because you're gonna be seen. So if you're letting fear stop you, don't. It's always gonna fucking be there. It's always gonna be there. Do it anyway.
I love that you said about the nursery rhymes, because since I was little, like, I collect children books, and that's how I always practice. I use them like, it's like free scripts. So I read them out loud and I do a whole bunch of voices with other characters. And till this day, my close friends know this, I collect children's books. So people will bring me books to me if they find in thrift shops, especially.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so like that's a really good way to practice, is if you have children books and just read them out loud to someone and just hear yourself, like you said, record it and hear yourself back. I agree 1,000% with that. Yeah. Also, dang, we going through these quick.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just impressed. I was so scared I was gonna drag it out, but I'm doing great.
You are doing it.
So, I wanna know, like, obviously you love every role you do, but which one of your characters, I don't know, just, you have the most fun voicing.
I'm DeFoxy. I love that.
I knew it.
I just love,
yes,
Foxy. I love Foxy Love. She's so irreverent. She's so fucking wrong.
Yeah.
It's so wrong. Sometimes I'll watch some of those reruns and I just think, holy shit. They would never let us fucking air that show today. Never. And then I was hanging out with Matt and Dave, the creators, and they said, what do you think about bringing back John together? I said, they're going to kill us if we do that. But we are thinking about it.
You heard it here first.
Fingers Foxy Love spinoff, which I think is so
cool. Yes!
Right, so she can
with
be
the whole, the band.
With the Foxy Five. Hey, hey, hey. So we can just be, you know, chocolate colored mystery form and have it, you know, mystery solve and have it form and musician. So I love the Foxy. I love Susie because Susie for me was the first animated character I saw that looked like a real little black girl. Because, right? A real one. Real one. All the barrettes, all the shit that we do. Because prior to Susie, the characters I played really looked like they had just taken a little white girl and animated them. So Susie was probably the first authentic. So she'll always have a special place in my heart. I love Kida because regardless of what they say, she's a Disney princess. If your daddy's a king, you're a princess. And yes, she became a queen, but she started as a princess, so I think she's allowed to be that. I love Kida. I think she was such a powerful, cool chick. I love Max Gibson very, very much. And Max is fantastic. I think Max could have gone on to be Batman, quite frankly.
Oh my God, yes.
So I do. I really think that could. Will Friedle and I talk about it all the time that we think she would have been the natural heir to that crown or to those years. Who else do I just love? I love Elmira, that crazy bitch. Who else do I just adore? Oh, I feel crazy. Of course, I love Number Five. Yes. Number Five was the coolest of them all. Number Five referred to herself as Number Five. Somebody did this mashup and sent it to me of just all the times Number Five refers to herself. Number Five said, "We're Number Five, said, we're Number Five, told you, Number Five likes." I mean, it's just amazing. Like, it goes on forever. It's so good. I love it.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing, and thank you so much.
I mean, honestly, at this point, we did a count, and I've done over 500 characters.
Yes! So, we're going to have time for Q&A, but before Q&A...
Let's ask some questions, yes, before Q&A.
We want to wish you a happy birthday. Everybody stop singing, Happy birthday to you.
Delight to share my birthday with you all.
I goofed it, so we ran out of time for questions.
What? Oh, fuck that. Yeah. Let's take a couple questions.
We're gonna run around for questions real quick.
Just make them fast. Don't tell me all about it. Just ask them. What's up, Number Five?
I might be messing up this whole go fast thing.
All right, whip it out, sister.
If we could get everybody to come up front that is a character of hers and take a picture in front of the stage.
Anyone else? Well, we're going to have to do that last because we're going to have a couple questions. What's up, Kida?
Okay, super, super quick. Yeah. Today's my birthday, too.
Say,
I want that kick to knock me on my ass. Thank you. Happy birthday, baby.